Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Local business operators are assessing the damage to their shops after a deadly suicide blast in Kabul. Muhammad Ayaz is a shopkeeper nearby. He says whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. He says Muslims would never do this. He says he was there and there were lots of people killed and wounded. The death toll so far has risen to 95 with 163 wounded, the Taliban claiming responsibility. And a spokesman for the insurgent group said the target was a crowd of personnel with the Afghan security forces. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be sending his special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, to a Russian-hosted meeting in Sochi tomorrow. De Mistura read the Russian statement, which persuaded the Secretary General to participate in the so-called Black Sea Peace Congress.
I took note of the statement by the Russian Federation that the outcome of the Congress would be brought to Geneva as a contribution to the intra-Syrian talks process under the auspices of the UN.
Critics of the Sochi Congress accuse Russia of trying to hijack the Syrian peace process in favor of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, says his people will not be frightened by the barbaric attacks after unidentified gunmen killed at least 14 soldiers in an assault on a military camp. Mali recently marked the five-year anniversary of the French military mission to oust Islamic extremists. This is VOA News.